AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. In Norfolk, Virginia, New York Attorney General Letitia James pleaded not guilty to federal charges accusing her of lying on mortgage papers to secure favorable loan terms in a case pushed by President Trump. James was indicted this month after the top federal prosecutor who had been overseeing the investigation was pushed out by the Trump administration. And the president publicly called on the Justice Department to take action against James and other political foes. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the military carried out another strike on a vessel in the Caribbean.
Suspected of carrying drugs. Six people were killed in the overnight strike. In a social media post, Hegseth blames the Tren de Aragua gang for operating the vessel. And posted is a 20-second black and white video in which a small boat can be seen sitting motionless in the water when a long, thin projectile descends on it, triggering an explosion. Since September, there have been a total of 10 strikes in the Caribbean and the Eastern Pacific Ocean. Both Democratic and Republican lawmakers have expressed concerns about President Donald Trump ordering the military actions without getting authorization from Congress.
But we know everything about them. We know where they're coming from, who they're coming with, generally who's in the boat.
Democrats have said the strikes violate international law. Donna Water, Washington.
The government says inflation remains inflated last month. This is White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The top line number actually was inflated because there was a shutdown of a refinery in Indiana that made gas prices go up a lot in September, but we've seen those have already come down, so we're highly confident that the next number will be below this.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the numbers send a message.
Donald Trump and Republican policies are making life too expensive in the United States of America.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. It's COLA time.
Social Security recipients will get a 2.8% cost of living boost in 2026. Agency officials say this represents an average increase of more than $56 a month for retired Americans. The adjustment goes into effect in January. Meanwhile, increased payments for people who receive supplemental security income will begin December 31st. The announcement was meant to be made last week, but was delayed because of the federal government shutdown. Some seniors say the Social Security Administration's cost of living adjustment won't help them much in paying for their daily expenses. Recipients got a 2.5% cost of living adjustment, or COLA, boost in 2025 and a 3.2% increase in 2024. The smaller increase for next year reflects moderating inflation. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
A British judge sentenced five men for their roles in an arson attack in London authorities say was masterminded by Russian intelligence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.